Okay, Rebbe, so I hope all is well. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun. And we are here just a little bit after the Gemara on Mem Tes Amud Beis. But if you remember, it's good to chazer because we're going to have a little bit of a back and forth on today's daf. So just to chazer up what we learned yesterday at the end. We started a Mishnah that talked about Ona, and we saw a bunch of different things in the Mishnah. Ona, we had said we saw in Machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Tarfon as to how much Ona is. Is it 1/6 or 1/3? Tanakama 1/6, right? Rabbi Tarfon 1/3. We also saw a story, right, that how originally, right, then they paskin like the Chachamim, and then they, you know, in Lod, right, the Rabbi Tarfon kind of showed up and said, oh, it's going to be 1/3, and the merchants were very happy about it, right, and then, right, they realized Rabbi Tarfon just added, oh, by the way, even though it's 1/3, the buyer has much more time. He has the entire day to right, to renege on the purchase, as opposed to the Chachamim, who say it's just until you show it to somebody, it's show it to a professional to make sure you didn't get ripped off. And then they got upset about that, and they went back right to the Chachamim. Okay, so that's going to come up today as well. And also, it's also kedai to review the three different levels right of Ona and their various halachos, because that's also going to come up today. And again, just you know, if you don't have this down, so it's kedai to really get it down right before we dive into today's daf. So again, if something is, let's just use the Tanakama, right? If something is 1/6, exactly 1/6 over, so that is Ona, and the sale, ostensibly, again, simply, right, just without, there are different permutations, but the sale is valid, but the money has to be repaid, meaning whichever way it was overcharged or undercharged, right, the money has to be exchanged, but the sale is valid. Less than that is something called Mechila, where we assume that the person is Mochel, and we'll talk about that today, when they are Mochel, but we assume if it's, you know, 1/10 overcharged, let's say, for example, we assume the buyer is Mochel, right, he's happy to pay the extra money. And the reverse as well. And if it's more than 1/6, let's say if it's 1/3, then we assume that's something called bitul mekach, that the entire sale is invalid, right? If they want, right? Obviously, you know, they have a choice, but the entire sale is invalid. And today we're going to talk about, again, amongst the things we're going to talk about today is how long you have, right, to get out of the get out of the sale and get out of the overcharge or the undercharge, you know, as necessary. So anyway, so we're here about, you know, it's about 15-20 lines up, a few lines down from the Gemara. We're trying to bring, okay, right, so what, and one more thing that we have to chazer up before, because we're going to bring proofs right back and forth, is that we had machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that when we calculate, right, the when we calculate the Ona, what are we using to calculate? Are we using the actual value of the item, right? Or are we also perhaps calculating, right, the amount of money that was paid, right? If it's just, you know, the value of the item, let's say, for example, on the marketplace, or let's say the value of the item was 5, right? And the guy ended up paying 6, right? So that would be 1/5 more than the value, but the actual Ona is 1/6, right, of the amount of money, right, that was paid, right? Because 1 out of 5, right, if that's a value, that's 1/5 more, right? That's already more than Ona. But if you judge it based on, right, on the amount of money paid, right, so then that would be, right, 1/6, right? It's 1/6, you know, of an overcharge. So either way, that was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's only based on, right, as he says, Shtos Mekach Shanino, it's only based on the value of the item. And Shmuel says it's also can be judged based on the money as well, on the value of the on the money that was paid as well, shtus mos, as the Gemara calls it. It's also you know, can be judged on the amount of money that was paid. So now we're going to prove, right, both ways, right? We're gonna try and prove, really going to try and prove Shmuel, and we end up actually will proving that Shmuel is correct. But we're here about the first lower of the line is Tanan, about 15 lines up, you know, maybe 6-7 lines down from the Gemara, right? 15 lines up from the bottom. Tanan ho no dalad kesef. Now Gary, we're going to bring a proof for Shmuel, right, from our Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, "Oh no, Dal Kesef Mesrim Arba Kesef Lasela Shtos LaMekach." Right, Tanakama Shita is that Ona is 1/6. My love, what is it not that the case is as follows? Dizovin, that the merchandise, the purchase, is Shove Esrim, is worth 20, Be Esrim VeArba, and it was sold for 24. Right, meaning that he overpaid, right, for, right, more than, right, the actual value, right? And what do you see there? It's 1/6, right? Again, it's 1/6 of the amount that was paid, but it's 1/5, right, of the amount that the actual item is value. Again, Shmaminah, Shtus Maos, Namishanino, seemingly, right, if we assume that that's the case in the Mishnah. So if we say that that's Ona, that's Shmuel Shita, that says you can judge it based on the amount of money paid and not necessarily the amount of money that was valued. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. There's Oven Shavi Eshrim. The arba be eshrim. Now the case is where he was sold something that was actually worth 24, but it was sold for 20, meaning it was undersold. Right? We said, oh no, it can go both ways. Right? You can scam the seller and scam the buyer. So if you paid less, if you paid 20 for a 24, dollar item, right? So that would be 1/6 of the item's value. So the Gemara says the problem with that is the following: that in that case, minus noa. Mocher. Right? In that case, right, the seller is losing out, right? You're paying 20 for a 24 value item. So Amaseva, problem is, what about the second part of the Mishnah? Right? Amasa Mutra Lahakzir, right? Bekadeshi Era the Tagar or the Krovo, right? When do you have to go back? Right? As long as you have to show the item, right, to a professional, to a merchant. Right? Amar of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Lo Shanu El Lokech. That's only for lokeach. Have a mocher choser the olam, but the olam choser. But a seller is always allowed to reverse the sale. So it must be, since you're talking again, since when the Mishnah says there's a time limit, that must be talking about when the buyer gets messed over, not when the seller. And here you're telling me the case is where it was, if it's 20 for 24, right? It was actually worth 24, but it was sold for 20. That's where the seller's getting messed over. Sellers are rather, no, it must be the reverse. That not the reverse, but the other way to construe the case, which you may have thought of right now, right? He got overcharged, right? It was worth 24, yeah, but he sold it for 28. In that case, right, we're talking about the buyer, and therefore he simply paid four more than the value of the item, which is 1/6, right, of the actual value of the item, so that we don't necessarily have a proof from Shmuel. Tanan, what about the following proof from our Mishnah? We could learn from a later part, right, from Rabbi Tarfon's Shita. Now, Tosas already, the last Tosas on the Daf, right, already points out that this whole back and forth is going to sound very similar, and we're in fact going to do the exact same back and forth within Rabbi Tarfon, right, as soon as it's this case, and is it this case, and this calculation, right, it's going to sound very similar, and Tosas doesn't even give an answer. He says, I have no idea why we have to do the same back and forth with the calculations and who's getting defrauded. Is it the buyer, is it the seller, etc.? We're just going to do it within Rabbi Tarfon Shita and come out with the same answer. And okay, so either way, meaning we're not going to get a proof from that, but okay, the Gemara does do that in any event. So the Gemara says, Tanan, within our Mishnah, Hora Rabbi Tarfon below, right? How no, Shmona, Kesef, Me'esrim, Ve'arba, Ve'kesef, Ve'sela, Shlish, Le'makach, right? Rabbi Tarfon holds it's 1/3. My love, Zavin, Shavit, Shitsri. Is it not the case where the item is worth 16 and he sold it for Bashim Barba for 24? And apparently we see you can also, right, be 1/3 of the amount of money paid, right? Even, right, because 24 is the amount of money paid and you only, right, you only paid 16, so that's 1/3 of 24, the amount of money paid, not the value. So Gemara says, no, the case is Zavin, the opposite, right? Zavin Shavi Eshim Barba B'Shitzar, right? Something was worth 24 and you paid 16. So it's, you're going, you're calculating based on the value of the item. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Mimis Na. Who's getting scammed over here? It's the mocher, it's the seller. It's the seller. Ella, Ema Seifa says, but what about the end of the Mishnah? Amar Lahem Kol Yom Mutar Lachzor, right? They said that the entire day, right, you can go back, right? That's what Rabbi Tarfon says. Up until the end of the day, you can get out of the sale. From Rav Nachman, Lo Shana El Lokach, Hav Mocher Choser, Lo Olam Choser. Right, right. Rav Nachman said it's only for the buyer. But the seller can always go back. So if you're dealing with a time frame, right, some sort of limited time scope, so that must be talking about the buyer getting messed over, it's getting scammed. So Gemara says, you're right, Elazov and Shavi Chavdalit, right, 24, it was worth 24, but tossing the train, but he paid 32. So again, it's the buyer getting messed over by 8, which is his 1/3. Okay, so now finally, right, we have no proof from our Mishnah, but we're going to bring a brisa that does seem to support Shmuel Shita. And it goes like this. Tani Kavasi, the Shmuel, the brisa, right, supports Shmuel's Shita. Misha Hutal love, whoever is got scammed over here, right? So Yadol Haleliona, he has the upper hand. Ketzad, how so? Macher lo shave hey bevav. If something was worth 5 and he sold it for 6, minisna lokeach, right? And it's the buyer who's the one who's getting scammed over here, right? It was worth 5, he paid 6 for it. So yad lokeach haleliona, right? The buyer, right, is the one who's has the upper hand, right? That's one of the funny phrases that Yadol Haleliona, right? Has the upper hand, right? Has the same connotation both in Hebrew and English. Interesting. Anyway, how phrases get created throughout the years. Anyway, so he says the buyer is the upper hand, right? Rutsa, if he wants, Omar Tinli Mosai, right? He says either give me my money back, right? Or, oh, tenli masha oni sani, or you can give me back the amount, right, that you overcharge me, and I'll keep the item. Makarlo shava shesh b'chamesh, but however, right, if it was sold six, meaning it was worth six, and they sold it for five, minus na, who's getting scammed over there? The mocha, right? The mocha is getting, is losing money here. So yad mocha alo, not so there. His, I mean, that was, just to clarify, that was the proof, right? That was already the proof, right? That's what we just said, right? Again, because before we get to the second case, right, the first case was it was worth five, right? And you paid six. So is that, that's 1/6 based on the amount of money paid, right? The amount of money, if you go based on the value, it's 1/5, right? It's much more, right? Not much more, but it's more. It's more than the level of onah. So if you tell me that that's literally the onah, if that's exact onah, like we said, the middle case of onah where you can get your money back, so that would be the proof that we can also calculate it based on the amount of money paid. Okay, the second case is shava shama shesh b'chamesh, right? If you bought something that was worth six and you paid five for it, minus na, who's getting scammed? The mocha, it's a seller. Yad mocha lo yona, right? He has the upper hand. Ratza omer lo tenli mekli o tenli masha o nisani, right? He says either you can reverse the sale or you can give me the money back, right? And the sale lasts. Okay, now Iboilu, that's the following shiloh. Okay, so basically that's the end of it. I mean, that's basically, we've seen that the Bryce approves Shmuel, and seemingly Shmuel comes out on top over here. So like, the Gemara says like this, Iboilu, the following shiloh. Pachos mishtus l'rabanan la'alter havi mechila, opgede she'er l'tagar olukrovo. When we said, again, the three levels, let's remind ourselves, the three levels of onah is that 1/6, as we just said, right, that's onah, that's smack in the middle. More than that is bitol mekach, the whole thing is null and void. And less than that, there's something called mechila. The buyer is happy to overcharge, you know, to pay more than, you know, 1/10 extra. He's mochel, he doesn't care, whatever. Fine. So the Gemara says, 1 second, when is that mechila chal? When is that guy mochel? Is it right away? Is it la'alter? Is that right away? And the second he gets his item, even if he finds out later he paid more than 1/10, we assume that he's fine with it. Or does he also have the amount of time to show the item and the value, right, to a tagar, to a merchant? Vimtim talomer b'chadeshiyar tagar krovo. If you tell me that he does have time to show it to somebody, right, my ika bein shtos the pachos mishtos. What's the difference then between when it's exactly 1/6, which is, you know, straight up onah, which we said in the Mishnah, right, you have time to go show somebody, and less than a sixth, which you also now have time to go show somebody and figure out whether you got scammed or not. The Gemara says, "Ika de ilu shtos al yada al yona." So the Gemara just answers, the nafka, the difference between 1/6 and less than 1/6, theoretically, if you assume that both of them are allowed to show it to a tagar, right, is that if it's exactly 1/6, then he's got the upper hand. And Ratza Choser, right, if he wants, he can take it back. I mean, he can, you know, cancel everything. But Ratza Kano Machzir Ona, or he could have the sale stand, but just get his money back. Right, but Ilu Pachos Mishtos, but if it's less, then Kano Machzir Ona. Then he only has one option, meaning then he can only, he can prove that it was, he was overcharged, right, and he gets to keep the item, but he gets his money back. He can't actually invalidate the sale. Okay, but either way, so that would be the nafkamina, if you say, right, that he does have time to show it to somebody, but that doesn't answer the question. And the question is, my, what's the deal? Is it mochel la'alter? Is he mochel right away, or is he mochel, does he still have time, right, to go show somebody? So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring your proof. Chazul Diri Chachamim, again, our mission said that after, right, that the first they went like Rabbi Tarfon, then they went like the Chachamim, they went back to the Chachamim, they were happy to go back, you know, to get out of Rabbi Tarfon. So Gemara says, Savrua, we assume, we're going to challenge this assumption, spoiler alert, we're going to challenge this assumption, but we assume that Pachos Mishtos Rabbi Tarfon, Pachos Mishtos Rabban Adami. We assume that, again, the three levels, right, are, right, over Onah, is bitul makach, onah is onah, and then less than onah, everybody's mochel. Well, we assume that Chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon are just arguing what the number of onah, of that middle category, is. The Chachamim says 1/6, and Rabbi Tarfon says 1/3. But they would be maskim to every other halacha. They would agree to everything else. Right? We just assume, right, the number, that you're arguing over how much onah is, right? 1/3 or 1/6, but everything else stays the same. So, if you'll tell me that according to the Chachamim, it's the Chachamim say that yes, you, less than 1/6, you can still have time to show somebody. And Kona Rabbi Tarfon, you have the entire day. Again, that was the Machlokes in the Mishnah, right? So, Mishum Hachi Chazer. So that's why, right, they went back. because they were upset, maybe because that less than 1/6, the guy, according to Rabbi Tarfon, they have the entire day to cancel a sale or to show it to a professional. Right? But if they say, according to the Chachamim, immediately, less than 1/6, right, there's immediate mechila, right? Rabbi Tarfon, nami la alter havi mechila, and Rabbi Tarfon agrees to this, right? Because we said they agreed to all those, the same halachos. So, alter havi mechila, so my chazer, so why in the world would they go back, right, to the Chachamim Shita? But the Rabbi Tarfon Nichol Utvay, it's much better with Rabbi Tarfon, right? The Ma'ida Rabbanon Kamashavu Leona, the Rabbi Tarfon Havi Mechila, because again, if you're telling me that if it's right away Mechila right away, right? How much can you overcharge somebody? Well, the Chacham say 1/6, and up to 1/6, right? And Rabbi Tarfon says up to 1/3. That's much more. And if you tell me that there's Mechila all the way through it right away immediately, so why in the world would they go back to Chacham's Shita, right? Rabbi Tarfon allows them to scam people, right, you know, much higher, to overcharge them by a third, and then immediately, right, there's Mechila. There's nothing they can do about it. So Gemara says, no. So we have to reanalyze and re-explain, right, the Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, and they don't necessarily agree to every single halacha in every single scenario. Gemara says, Misavis Pachos Meshlish Rabbi Tarfon, Kapachos Meshlish Rabbanadami, less than 1/6, less than 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is not like less than 1/6, according to the Chachamim, right? Less than 1/3, again, normally we said before that those two line up, right? Both of them are under Ona, both of them should fall within Mechila. So Gemara says, lo, it's not how it works. Mishtus rad shlish Rabbi Tarfon, kishtus atma l'rabbanadami. Between a third and a sixth of Rabbi Tarfon is the middle shear, is the middle shear. Right, like the Chachamim say, the middle is right. Ona, the halacha of Ona, where you are allowed to, you know, either cancel it and get your money back, or just keep the mekach and get your money back as well. Right, according to Rabbi Tarfon, between 1/3 and 1/6 is the level of Ona. It's not that Rabbi Tarfon holds it's 1/3 exactly, and above and below. Right, it will depend on what it is. It's either mechila or betel mekach. It's between 1/3 and 1/6 is that middle level, and the Chachamim hold the middle level is exactly 1/6. So that's what it is. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, and that's why. We'll see in a second. The Gemara asks, right? If that's true, but my sako meikara. I mean, that would explain why they went back to the Chachamim, because now, right, they didn't really have much more of a help, right? Between 1/3 and 1/6 is the actual level of Onan, and Rabbi Tarfon extended, right, their window to claim Ona to the entire day. That's why, you know, that's why they went back to Chachamim, because they much rather the few hours, right, that the guy can get out of a sale, as opposed to the entire day being available for them to, you know, to return merchandise. Problem with that understanding is as follows. So why did they go with Rabbi Tarfon to begin with? Like, why were they happy? Right, the Mishnah says they were happy with his shita at the beginning. Tifshot, right, apparently we can learn, right, and we can answer, right, this is what we're going to try and do, is we're going to answer a question we're going to ask next, which makes it confusing, but in the next section of Gemara, we're going to ask, how long do you have, right, to be mevatel mekach, right? Let's say you got overcharged by, you know, 100%, by, you know, not, you know, or by a half or something. So that's bitul mekach. That the thing is nullified. So how long do you have? So we're going to ask that question in a second. But apparently, right, why were they happy originally? Apparently, if you're telling me that they were happy originally, right, even though this wasn't really a big difference, it must be that bitul mekach l'rabbanan l'olam chozer, that according to the Chachamim, you can always, forever, get out of a sale that was, wildly overcharged, for example. They gave the Amr to Rabbi Tarfon, Havia Ona, because once you tell me that from between 1/3 and 1/6, right, is Ona, right, again, that's, you know, that's a big window, right? That's, according to Chachamim, between 1/3 and 1/6 is Bitol Mekach, is more than 1/6 is Ona. So if you tell me Rabbi Tarfon said between 1/3 and 1/6, right, is the middle Shita, where they have just until the end of the day, right, that's much better, right? It's much better for the sellers, for the merchants, right, to allow the buyer to renege just till the end of the day, as opposed to forever, right? That, you know, so that's much better. It's that for Samchu. And then Ki Amru Lehem Kol Hayom, when he said all the whole day, Chazru, they went back to the Chachamim, just to re-explain a little bit better, right? That the difference between meaning what the reason they went back to the Chachamim. Well, let's just read the Gemara, and we'll come back and explain a little bit. Right? So therefore, Chazu Diisak Adaitza, because if you would think that the Bitol Mekach the Rabbanon of the Kadesh Yair the Tiger of the Krovo, the Bamai Samchu, that if you would tell me that the Bitol Mekach of the Chachamim was also just until, you know, they showed it to a professional, so why would they be happy that Rabbi Tarfon stepped in, right, to allow them to go to the end of the day? Well, there was a time limit. It wasn't such a big difference for them. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Samchu b'shtus atzma." They were happy about the shtus itself. To the view, Rabbi Tarfon mechila ulerabanan ona, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, right, that's mechila, right? It was less than 1/6. Apparently, was the most common, right, overcharging number. But exactly 1/6, right? Again, that's mechila, right? Again, because Rabbi Tarfon says the level of ona is between 1/3 and 1/6, and 1/6 already, right, is No, I'm sorry, because now we understand that 1/6 is more than 1/3. Right? I'm sorry. No, it's one step back again. Samku b'shtos atzma means that 1/6, according to the Chachamim, is ona. Therefore, they can get out of it. Right? They can, you know, kind of cancel the sale or demand their money back. Right? But according to Rabbi Tarfon, that's mechila. Right? Again, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the level of ona is 1/3. Right? So 1/6 is just mechila. Right? There's nothing they can do about it. But we assume that they're in Mochel, so that's exactly what they were happy about, and that's what the back and forth is, right? And we cancel this whole understanding of 1/3 up to 1/6. No, we don't. I'm sorry, we don't cancel that. All right, there's a lot of back and forth in terms of as you can see. I'm just trying to skim Rashi for a second to see where we land. Meaning, bottom line, right? According to the Maskana. Right, meaning that Rabbi Tarfon holds the three levels, right, up to 1/6, and that's mechila, right, between 1/6 and 1/3, where that's already ona, and more than that, right, more than 1/3, right, that's already bitol mekach. The Chachamim hold, and I have this just written down on the side, right, and this makes a lot of sense, that the less than 1/6 is mechila, right, exactly 1/6 is ona, right, either we were talking about, and more than 1/6 is bitol mekach. Right, so that's what in terms of exactly 1/6, so that's where the Gemara says that Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it was mechila, and according to the Chachamim, right, that's ona, then I can get out of it. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, again, that's originally why they were happy. But once they had the entire day, right, then they already were like, no, that's too much, and that was the most common scenario, right? And therefore, they went back to the Chachamim because they'd much rather have less of a time frame, right, for the buyer to get out of the sale. Then Rabbi Tarfon gave them, which was all day, which is ostensibly much longer. Okay, so Yiboy Lu, that's the following Shaila. Bitol Mekach, again, we just mentioned this a second ago, which is why I said it was a little bit confusing, right? Yiboy Lu, Bitol Mekach, again, once you learn to the end of the daf, right, Kedai Lechazer, back to the beginning of the daf, because then, you know, the later parts kind of, you know, become more clear. Yiboy Lu, that's the following Shaila. Bitol Mekach, Rabbanan La'olam Chozer, Oldilma B'kedei She'ar L'Tagor L'Krogo, right? When you have Bitol Mekach, if it's it overcharges you by half, for example, it's 50% more. So, and you can get out of that, right? Bitol Mekach, you can cancel the entire sale. So, how long do you have? Do you have forever or just in time, you know, to show to a professional? Vim Tim Salomar B'kedei She'ar L'Tagor L'Krogo, and the Gemara does the same thing it did, right, at the beginning, just right with mechila, right? If you're telling me the time, right, with the time to show to a professional, to a tagger, to a merchant, right, what's the difference between shtus, right, which you do have, right, to time to show to a tagger, and bitol makach, more than 1/6? So ika, the difference would be the ilu shtus mishna nisana choser v'ilu yesrael shtus shneim choser. Right, again, if it's just 1/6, the guy who got scammed is the one who's able to cancel the whole thing. Or get his money back. And if it's more than 1/6, then both of them can get out of it. So again, the Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha?" So Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Again, the people, the merchants in Lod, they went back to the Chachamim's kind of program. If you tell me that Bishlama Bitol Mekach L'Rabbanan B'chadei She'ar L'Tagor L'Krovo, if you tell me that the sale Bitol Mekach L'Chachamim is until you show it to a merchant, Rabbi Tarfon Kol Hayom, and Rabbi Tarfon the entire day, Bishum Hakei Chazru, that's why they went back, because, you know, again, the Chachamim were only giving the buyer, right, a short amount of time, right, to cancel their purchases. But if you tell me that the Bittul Mekach, according to the Chachamim, is forever, why would they go back to what the Chachamim said? It's much better for them with Rabbi Tarfa. Because Rabbi Tarfa limits it to just to the end of the day. So Gemara says, Bittul Mekach lo shkiach. So Gemara says, yes, that theoretically, according to that understanding, would have been better for them under Rabbi Tarfa, but that was not common. And they would much rather have the Chachamim's Shita, right, for a shtus, right, as we said before, right, the difference between, and whatever, it was much more common, right, again, for the Chachamim, and therefore they would, right, against, for the case of Ona, right, so they would much rather limit that to a couple hours as opposed to having it available all day. Okay, Amar Rava, Rava says, again, this is what we probably should have, again, we recapped this at the beginning, right, but right, like I said, it's at the end of the Gemara over here, so once you learn the end, you go back to the beginning, and a lot of it becomes a lot clearer, right? Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasa, the halacha is that Pachos Mishtus, if it's less than a sixth, then Nikna Mekach, then, right, again, that's Mechila, everything is acquired, right, everything is good. Yosar al Shtus, if it's more than a sixth, that's Bittul Mekach, that could be canceled by either one of them. Shtus, if it's exactly a sixth, that's the middle level, right, Kano Maxir Ona, right, it's acquired, but you have to give back, the difference in price, the 1/6, either up or down. Vizeh, vizeh, in both of them, in all of those cases, b'chtei she'yara the tagar, the tagar or the krova, as long as you only have the amount of time to renege, right, is, in not all the cases, because less than a shtus is nikneh, right, is acquired. But in by the case where it's 1/6 or more, right, so either way, you only have the amount of time where you show it to a merchant. Tani kifasid the Rava, and sure enough, we have a brisa that agrees with Rava. Oh no, pachos mishtus, right, if it's less than shtus, nikneh mekach, everything is acquired. Yes, or shtus, if it's more than shtus, right, if it's more than a sixth, then batal mekach, everything is canceled, if you want, right, either one that can back out. And shtus, if it's exactly 1/6, then kano makser, oh no, right, it's acquired, but you have to return the money. Devi Rabbi Nasa is Rabbi Nasa's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says Yad Mocher Al Yona. Right, if the seller, right, again, he's the one who's has the upper hand. Rotsa, if he wants Omer Lo, he could say to him Tainli Mekli, give me my merch back. Right, oh Tainli Mashen Nisani, or give me back the amount of money that I got scammed. Right, Vizevizet Rabbi Kadesh Sheira Tagal Krovo. Again, both of them, right, are the amount of time you have to show it to our merchant or his relatives. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go back to the Hedegashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.